This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Do cops need college? How does having a college degree affect an officer's view of police work, the community, commanding officers? Bill Terrell is a Michigan State University criminologist and co-author of a new study on police attitudes that digs into these questions. Bill, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Your research is really credited with starting to give us a much better view of the effects of higher education on policing. So you surveyed more than 2,100 officers in seven mid to large size departments across the U.S. What percentage of those officers had college degrees?
45% of them had college degree.
Even though none of the departments required a four-year degree?
That's correct.
That's not unusual, is it? I believe Detroit Police Department, you can get into the academy out of high school. So the college degree is generally not a needed ticket to the job.
Only 1% of the departments across the U.S. require a four-year degree. So a large majority of the agencies, all you need is a high school education for entry-level position.
I'm curious, Bill, with the officers, that 45% that did have degrees, what kind of degrees are we talking about?
Half of them had a criminal justice degree, and the other 50% were social science type of degrees as psychology, sociology.
As you heard their views, what emerged? What kind of views and traits did you notice that the college-educated officers tended to have?
Those that had college-level education, particularly the four-year degree, they tended to have less favorable views towards the jobs, job satisfaction, as well as less favorable attitudes towards their supervisors, particularly top-level managers.
One might look at that and wonder, gee, maybe it's not such a good thing for them to have a college degree, but you say there's really more to it than this?
There is more to it. In this particular study, we looked at the officers in terms of their attitudes, but prior research that I've done, we also found that when you look at behavior, that particularly those officers that get a four-year degree are significantly less likely to rely on use of force to resolve conflict. So that's a very important finding from a police professionalization standpoint. If we have college education officers and they're able to resolve conflict with less force, that certainly is a beneficial finding.
Certainly in these days of headlines such as the deaths of Michael Brown and Eric Garner, that's a real important point to dig into.
It's crucial, particularly in the last year when we had these high-profile incidents, questions of community trust come into play and questions about police legitimacy come into play. Usually what causes the community to mistrust the police stems from some type of use of force incident. So if we have less force, then obviously college education officers engaging in less force, that's a positive finding.
I want to talk about this dissatisfaction that you found particularly strong amongst the college-educated officers. Are we seeing maybe the unhappy intersection of what they hoped they would be doing in their jobs, maybe helping society, and then smacking up against the tough realities of police work?
Our sense is that those with a college education are coming out with different level of expectations coming into the job. And they've already been through 4 years of various types of courses. They've overcome hurdles of getting all of their credits. And they're coming out with an expectation, I believe, that they want to help folks. They strongly, I know from teaching many years here at Michigan State, the students come out with a strong sense of wanting to help and particularly engage in that law enforcement role of catching the bad guy. And when they come out, they realize much of policing is not about catching the bad guy. It's actually much more social work oriented.
And then you also, your research has led you to question the seniority system, throwing new officers into the deepest end of the pool in the toughest situations. Can you talk a little more about that?
Policing is an occupation in which we take those that have the least amount of experience, those officers that come right out of the police academy, and we generally put them in the most difficult to police circumstances. So those officers usually get assigned the highest crime beats in any given city, usually occurring on the night shift over the weekend. So, you know, times when crime are high, we have often the least experienced officers being placed into that circumstance. And that's generally a function in most jurisdictions of the police union and the seniority system of how officers can bid on getting more favorable assignments. From a manager perspective, a lot of times chiefs don't have a lot of flexibility to put their more senior officers in those types of crime beats.
But that reality, if I wanted to draw out a medical analogy, that's like taking somebody who's, you know, just gotten his diploma in medical school and then sending him into the operating theater as the chief surgeon.
exactly right. It's an expectation that's really unfair to everyone, the officer on the street and the community in which that officer is charged with policing. And we found that education and experience ultimately have the same effect. Those that are educated and those that have more experience are able to police more effectively, i.e. with less force. The difficulty is you can only get experience after you're on a job for a number of years. But if you have an agency that requires a 4-year degree, you can get that benefit of experience right out of the academy.
Your research has led you to have some thoughts about the attitudes of the commanding officers and police administrators. And you found that the college-educated officers kind of tended to have negative views of their supervisors. Is there some kind of course adjustment that could be in order in departments across the country?
I'm not sure how much can be done from a policy perspective in that regard. I really think it's just simply college is increasingly becoming more of a problem-solving, analytical type of environment in which we encourage, me as a professor, I encourage my students to problem-solve and be creative and so forth. But the world of policing oftentimes is set up historically and even contemporary times, is set up in a quasi-military structure. And so supervisors aren't looking for someone to be creative, so to speak. They're looking for someone to follow the rules, follow the policies. And I think the officers that have a college degree come out, you know, wanting a little bit more flexibility for how they go about their job. And the supervisors don't allow that. And so it creates frustration on the part of the officers.
So, Bill, what do we take away from your study? I'm still trying to decide, do cops need college to do their job well, or does it create more dissatisfaction and maybe somehow undermine what they want to do?
There certainly is dissatisfaction there in terms of the job and towards their supervisors. So I think at this point, we see that there's a beneficial effect when it comes to their behavior, and one of the most crucial behaviors an officer engages in, use of force. But if they're dissatisfied, I think that's something that has to be the realities of policing. I think that has to be worked into the equation, particularly through the police academies. What's this job going to be about? And I think the academies are still structured in a manner that plays up the law enforcer role, the arrest role, as opposed to the community role, the community policing type of role. And so I think the officers are getting mixed messages of what the expectation is going to be once they hit the street. And I think we need to do a better job as a institution of policing to say, you know, this is about social work. It's not so much about law enforcement. So you think of that term law enforcement versus policing, you'll notice that most universities, we use the term policing to signify policing's much broader than simply enforcing the law. And I think those expectations have to be made clear by police organizations themselves of what the role is.
Bill Terrell is a criminologist with Michigan State University. Bill, thank you so much for talking with us today on Stateside.
I appreciate it. Thank you.